This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The winter session of Parliament began today. Addressing the media ahead of the commencement of the session this morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "New generation of members of Parliament should be encouraged to raise issues from their constituencies." He said, "The House should benefit from the experiences of young lawmakers and the nation should also gain from their fresh perspective."
Sadan mein jo pehli baar chun karke aaye ya jo choti aayu ke waise sabhi dalon ke sabhi sansad bahut pareshan hai. Unhe apne samarthya ka parichay karane ka avsar nahi mil raha hai. Apne kshetra ki samasyaon ki baat batane ka avsar nahi diya ja raha hai. कोई भी दल हो हमारी ये नई पीढ़ी के आ रहे नौजवान सांसद उनको अवसर देना चाहिए उनके अनुभवों का हमें सदन को लाभ मिलना चाहिए इस नई पीढ़ी के अनुभव सदन के माध्यम से राष्ट्र को भी लाभान्वित करेंगे और इसलिए मेरा आग्रह रहेगा कि हम इन चीजों को गंभीरता से लें
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो अर्ज्ड ऑल द पार्टीज नॉट टू मेक द विंटर सेशन अ बैटल ग्राउंड फॉर फ्रस्ट्रेशन बॉर्न आउट ऑफ डिफीट Nor should it turn into an arena for arrogance born out of victory. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today asserted in the Rajya Sabha that the government is not averse to holding a discussion on special intensive revision, that is SIR, of electoral rolls, electoral reforms and other issues. Mr. Rijiju was responding to opposition parties demanding a discussion on the issue of SIR or electoral reforms in the House. The minister said the demand for discussion is under consideration. Not satisfied with Mr. Rijiju's response, opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC and others staged a walkout from the House. After completing its scheduled business for the day, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till tomorrow. Meanwhile, on the opening day of the winter session today, the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments amid uproar by opposition parties on various issues, including SIR of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Amidst the opposition ruckus, the Lok Sabha passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 with voice vote. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today highlighted that India recorded a 32% decline in new HIV infections and a 69% reduction in AIDS-related deaths. Mr. Nadda was addressing the commemoration of World's AIDS Day in New Delhi. The minister said, "India's HIV response has strengthened over the years through improved diagnostics, affordable medicines and expanded ART centers across the country. India has so far handed over a total of 53 tons of relief material to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. In coordination with the Sri Lankan authorities, two Indian Navy ships handed over 9.5 tons of emergency rations in Colombo following Cyclone Ditwa. While three Indian Air Force aircrafts have also been deployed to airlift another 31.5 tons of relief materials, including tents, tarpaulin, blankets, hygiene kits, ready-to-eat food items, medicines and surgical equipment. An additional 12 tons of relief supplies have been dispatched on board Indian Navy ship Sukanya. Over 150 persons have been rescued and assisted in under the operation. Government has issued directions for pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app in mobile handsets to verify the genuineness of mobile handsets. Department of Telecommunications has directed the manufacturer and importers of mobile handsets to ensure that the Sanchar Sathi mobile application is pre-installed on all mobile handsets manufactured or imported for use in India. It said that pre-installed Sanchar Sathi application should readily be visible and accessible to the end users at the time of first use or device setup. In the Women's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup 2025, India kicked off their campaign with a commanding 13-0 victory over Namibia in Santiago, Chile this evening. The team led by Jyoti Singh is drawn in Pool C along with Germany, Ireland and Namibia. Germany registered a 7-1 win over Ireland in the first match of the pool earlier today. India will face Germany on Wednesday, followed by Ireland on Friday in their final pool stage match. India Meteorological Department, that is IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Maharashtra, Marathwada and Punjab for tomorrow. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has shifted from very poor to poor quality. And that is the end of this news bulletin.